Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You
don't have any idea why
we're so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. We play this game of having a battle that is different from the one we should be having a lot, in particular when it comes to social values.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, psychological dissonance and behavior.
There's interesting consequences that come from this desire to maintain coherence among a set of beliefs that you're thinking about all at once, and that there really has been a shift over time in which things we want to hold constant. Science, I think, went from being something that was the constant. If there was a scientific result, that's the thing we should believe, and we need to massage other elements of our beliefs to come into accordance with the science. To the point now where science is something that can be twisted, and we're going to hold other things like our particular strongly held beliefs, those are going to be the constant. So climate change. The science is out on this one. We human beings are engaging in activity that is influencing the climate, and among other things is increasing global temperatures. Full stop. And you know what? It's not clear what to do about that. Should we be making drastic changes in our standard of living in order to protect the planet for the future? That is a value question. And to my mind, there is a real values argument that needs to be had. To what degree are we, particularly we being the members of economically advantaged nations, willing to engage in activities that lower our daily joy in order to preserve the planet for the long term? And to what extent are we just going to do whatever the heck we want right now and let the future take care of itself? That is the actual political question at stake. Mm-hmm. What we've done instead is to turn the science into a football that we bat around so we can debate about whether climate change exists, rather than coming right out and saying something that is somewhat unpalatable when you put it that baldly, which is climate change is real and we simply don't want to do anything about it. And that is what we should really be talking about. Mm-hmm. And the people who don't want to do anything about it should just come out and say, you know what, it's real, and I realize that the actions I'm taking are exacerbating the climate change situation, and that's just what I'm going to do.
And you know, Art's absolutely right that is the question. And almost always, you know, we tend to live with an illusion that if everyone had the same information, they would make the same decisions. And that's not the case, which is why there are many choices that are, as Art says, can't be adjudicated by science because they're value choices. And one of the things that I think the current, I say over the past, you know, two decades, really, of discussions about science and public media have done is undermined the idea that there is an arbiter of what's actually true. Because, again, if you say a statement in the way Art just framed it, okay, climate change is happening, well, we don't decide about that. We just decide, are we going to do nothing about it or are we going to do something about it? But as Art said, that's a very uncomfortable question because it's hard really to make an argument for not doing something. So if you accept the science, if you accept that as actually accurate, well, now you do kind of move toward the we should probably do something direction. But there's a lot of things about building a structure about how knowledge is interpreted and evaluated and used to make decisions that is not today in a place that allows us to take full advantage of the many things that we can know with reasonable certainty and then make decisions based on what we know.
Now, it turns out there's an interesting psychological reason why this happens, and it is related to ideas that are sometimes called cognitive dissonance and sometimes called balance theory. But basically, we like to maintain a reasonable amount of coherence in the beliefs that we express in the moment. We're perfectly happy with incoherence in the long term, but in the moment, we'd like to be relatively coherent. And here's the problem. So let's take climate change, for example. If you agree that climate change exists and that human activity is causing climate change, if you agree to that and then say, but I'm of the mind that we simply shouldn't do anything about it and the future generations will just have to deal with this themselves, then at some level, after you say that, you think to yourself, gosh, I sound like a real jerk. But you also have this general belief, at least most people do, that they're not jerks, right? That they're actually pretty decent people. So now you have a conflict. You have science that is not in doubt. You have a belief that nothing should be done about climate change, which will ultimately exacerbate what could become a terrible situation, which makes you sound like a jerk, but you're not a jerk.
So
something's got to give. So you say. So what do you do? Well, something's got to change in order to make this coherent. Now, one possibility is for you to say, embrace your inner jerk. I guess I'm a jerk after all. I am selfish and I am willing to let my pleasure rule the day. But the alternative is to figure out, is there something else I can bend in order to make this all come out okay? And because most people don't really understand the science and the interpretation of the science rests on experts, the alternative is to say, maybe it's the science. Maybe, in fact, climate change being caused by human activity is actually in doubt. And then I'm perfectly justified in saying we shouldn't do anything, because why should I change my standard of living for information that isn't actually true? So what we're seeing is a manifestation of a very general tendency to spread coherence among a set of beliefs that are all active at the same time.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll talk about the role of fear in decision-making with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. You can subscribe to the podcast of Two Guys on Your Head on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, and also check out the new book, Brain Briefs, where Art and Bob take on a variety of topics across psychology. We'll also have a special live Two Guys on Your Head book launch at the Cactus Cafe October 4th as part of KUT's Views and Brews series. And you can pre-order your copy of Brain Briefs now at Amazon, Book People, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.